The Real Estate Revolution Radio Show is designed to educate Missoula homeowners and home buyers how to navigate the uncharted waters of the current Western Montana real estate market in an educational, often edgy, and high-energy fashion with host Jason Baker. Jason will teach you all the secrets on how to win with real estate, from listing your property to purchasing investments. Jason has you covered. Be sure to check the home of the week, the good news, and current market updates each week. Jason is revolutionizing the real estate experience for over 100 clients a year.
Welcome to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. Jason, happy Sunday, my friend.
Happy Sunday, man. How was your week?
Oh, it's been great, grand, and dandy, I guess, trying to stay cool.
It sounds like I'm going to have to get an autograph here pretty soon.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be a celebrity now.
I know. I thought you always were.
Well, I mean, I always have been.
I mean, you're on the Jason Baker radio show.
Like I told you, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect.
That's right. It's hard to be humble when you're perfect. Yeah, I don't have that problem.
Yeah. Yeah. No, We're going to be flying out to do a reality show. That's all I can really say is we're doing a reality show in Illinois.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's called The Naked Radio Host.
Right. Yeah. That's going to be it. No.
And very, very, very afraid.
No, I look forward to sharing with you all the details, but... Yes.
It's non-disclosure up until when it airs, right?
I don't know how much I'm going to embarrass myself on television is what I'm worried about.
I have a feeling you're going to do a pretty good job, buddy.
I'll do a good job of embarrassing myself. That's right. For sure. I just hope everyone gets my sense of humor.
I do that all the time. No, they're not going to. I'm still learning. I'm still learning here. No, we've been doing this for a while. No,
the folks in Illinois might not get my Montana.
So it's in Illinois. Yeah, it might not get. I know, right? Well, Illinois can be country.
I guess that's right. Yeah, we're going to be in a town about the size of Stevensville.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Yeah. So, well, that's awesome, man. Well, speaking of the Bitterroot Valley, I'm going to go through some updates. What's going on in the market here? And boy, it is changing by the day.
Still going up, though.
No, but
as far as properties listed,
up. Oh yeah, everything's going up except the price. Yeah. So here's what's going on. I literally just looked before I came over here. Missoula County has 250. Let's start with Ravalli County since we're just talking about Stevi.
Yeah.
Ravalli County has 235 homes for sale. That's up about 10 from the last time I did the report. But what's way up is 93 days on market. It used to be 9.3.
Weren't we at 60 last week?
Buddy, it was just, it is just unbelievable how the days on, it's like literally, I know you're like, well, how does that work?
Yeah.
The average on just so many of them are just sitting there right now. So again, folks, the reason why this is happening is because the interest rates went up 3 points. Yeah. That's what it is. On a five, and we had Jesse, the mortgage guy, on, and he went over with us. That was a pretty good call.
Yeah.
I should have more guests on.
I learned a lot.
Yeah.
People about numbers.
Yeah. I know. At the end of it, my brain was smoking. No, he did a pretty good job of putting it, a really good job of putting it in layman's terms. But your payment's $1,000 more per month on a mortgage payment than it was, just a few weeks ago. And anybody that is, a faithful listener of the show, they know, I mean, they're like, Jason, you've said that 500 times. Well, for new people just tuning in, right now, the payments are $1,000 more at right around 6% than they were when they were at 3% on about a 5.25 home.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. I mean, $1,000. I mean, because what happens is people fall out of out of qualification. So, okay, so we got 235 in Ravalli, 93 average days on market. But listen to this, $55,000 is the average price reduction.
Oh.
That's happened across the board on the active homes. That's average. So that means some are way more than that, and some are still, sitting there, thinking they're going to get the pie in the sky price.
Yeah.
What has completely disappeared from the market, unless somebody, by accident, underprices a house that's like under $400,000 or something like that, we're not getting, 10, 15, 20 offers like we did before, and it's taking upwards of 2 or 3 months. Now, we're still under 30 days, by far under 30 days average days on marketing, so we're beating the market by about three times. That's because we have a marketing plan that works and everything else. And we spend upwards of $40,000 a month on staffing and also on marketing our properties. We don't just sit here. Okay. But even with all of that marketing, I'm sending out bi-weekly emails, videos. Okay. Which is scary. Because radio face, right? That I'm sending out to my sellers because it's not enough. We used to do that once a month. You know, it's not enough right now to just send it once a week even. That's how fast it's changing. So best time to sell a house was 3-4 months ago. Next best time is right now. because I don't know what's going to happen in 3 or 4 months. We were at a seminar in Bellingham, Washington. I was gone Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday last week. About a week ago, I got back, and they're calling it the apocalypse. I mean, literally thinking there's going to be some major financial meltdown. I mean, and that's what they're all saying. So they were teaching us how, as real estate agents, you know, as a powerful team here in Western Montana, how do we prepare our clients for the apocalypse? Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I don't know that it's going to be that bad, but if you prepare for one and it doesn't happen, you're way farther ahead. What does that mean? Well, that means for us, you know, we have to watch our spending as a business.
Yeah.
Right.
Tighten,
so all businesses have to, yeah, we have to tighten the belt. We have to look at what's absolutely necessary, what isn't necessary, what's just like fluff and feel good stuff. And we have to start cutting out some of this stuff that isn't working. It's just kind of more ego based marketing, which we all do.
Right.
You know,
right.
Is stuff that isn't really working, isn't having that return on our investment. We have to learn how to explain to buyers that, you know, they're not expecting massive depreciation, but they are expecting days on market. In the second part of the show, we're going to talk about how a buyer can take advantage of this whole thing, what's going on, instill why real estate is the best investment. They really do believe we're going to go through a plateauing. We're already seeing the plateau happen, perhaps a slight retraction in price. However, the retraction in price is not going to offset the increase in interest rates that we're supposed to experience. Feds are raising rates again.
More, right?
Yeah, they're going to keep raising and raising and raising. Now, they're not raising interest rates, but usually as a byproduct of that, we'll see some sort of an increase as we have.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I've seen them raise Fed rates and interest rates go down, but we should expect 7 to 7.5 is where they'll peter out the rates. Right now, they're just under 6. So we're going to go over the reasons why, you know, it's still, you know, real estate is actually the safest. I'd rather have my money in a house or in real estate, especially with the tax write-offs that I learned about this last week when I was gone, which I'll share some of those. But the fact of, and I'm not an accountant, but the fact of the matter is that would you rather have in the stock market, if the stock market cut, you know, gets right. cut in half or, right. or gets, you know, goes down 90%
well,
or whatever?
It's not as volatile as a market either.
No, not even close, because it's actually in real tangible, it's a real tangible, usable, touchable asset.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
It's really smart. Yeah. In Missoula County, we're up to 251 homes for sale. That's, wow. I mean, that is so far. Gosh, 3-4 months ago, we were at 60.
Yeah.
I mean, this, and then we got down to even 41 in the whole county.
For sale signs are springing up like flowers.
They're springing up like flowers, and we're putting a whole bunch of them out too, which is great too. We don't mind that, but we have to have different conversations with our sellers and also with our buyers right now. So $60,000 is the average price reduction in Missoula County. So Missoula County's reaching a little bit more than Ravalli County is.
But that's going from, that's an average of $1 million homes compared to $400,000
yeah,
homes.
Yeah, so so this was the mean price reduction. So if you add in all the higher end ones, I mean, it was actually $100,000 was the average price reduction. So $60,000 is the mean price reduction
yeah.
across the board. So you're throwing away the ones that don't have any reductions and throwing away your top, 5% of the, you know, the big, you know, there was one house that was $15 million reduced down to $7.5 million or something yeah. crazy like that. Yeah. That's a haircut.
we were just talking about this. I forget what property it was yeah. we were talking about. We were talking about a home that was $17 million yep. and they were like, oh, they gave it a $750,000 price cut, though.
That's right. I don't like it was nothing, you know, like more than our houses are worth, right? Yeah. So, and then 84 days is the average days on market in Missoula County. So these are creeping up, but we're going to talk about how to take advantage of this and what to really look for. There's nobody that's actually saying that we're going to lose appreciation this year. There are people who are saying we're not going to gain any. Right. So what you're seeing now is a pullback. We're talking about so we judge homes that have actually sold and closed to determine mm-hmm. the average sale price. That's still up. But what we're seeing with what's active again is they're sitting and sitting and sitting in most cases, and then they're reducing, reducing, reducing. And why they reduce is so that they can actually get some, you know, enough showings to solicit or warrant an offer.
Right.
So that's the thing. So how, you know, we're going to go over, you know, here in just a second, like, how do we know? Because I want to talk about it, because there are people that listen to this that are listed in how do they know if their house is overpriced. Like, how do you tell? So I was just like, so someone emailed me this yesterday. I want to read this to the listeners. How, you know, do we have them?
No, yeah,
okay, cool. Yeah, just throw something at me if we got to take our first commercial. But number one, you know your house is underpriced if there's tons of showings still in this market and you receive multiple offers, like a ton of offers, and it's over asking price. You probably started off a little bit too low.
Right.
Okay. And you can't do that on purpose, because what if you got an offer at full price and that was it? right?
Yeah.
And then you got to be ready to take that. Like, you can't say my house is 500, let's put it 300, cause a bidding war.
Right.
Like, you can't, it's not unethical to do that, right? So the second thing is how you know you nailed the price is you get some offers within 10 to 30 days, and the offers are at, just below, or just over the asking price. So it's kind of normal. Okay. So that's how we would know there. So you're getting, you know, there's lots of actions and an offer comes within 10 to 30 days. How you know you slightly missed the mark, slightly, I say, is you're going to have basically a few showings and no offers. You're probably like, it's not like crazy revolving door, but you're getting maybe two or three a week or something like that, right? And it's steady and then no offers come in. You probably missed by about 5%. You're probably 5% too high.
Okay.
And then if you drastically missed, you know, this market shift, and a lot of people are drastically missing right now, that's that $50,000 to $60,000 I'm talking about where they're having to pull that back in order to get enough showings to get an offer.
Yeah.
You're probably 10% overpriced. So your real estate agent should be talking to you once or twice a week about what's going on in the market. And then you should bring that price down to where you're getting 3 to 5 showings per week under a million. If you're over a million, 2 to 3 would be about par for the course if you're priced right.
That's when you know you're in the sweet spot.
That's when you know you're in the sweet spot. You got to get those 5 showings a week.
Yeah.
Period.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we got some more tips that I want to hear, and I want to hear about those tax.
Yeah, we're going to hear about that. You don't like paying tax?
No. I want to hear about that, too. Yeah. But real quick, let's take a commercial break. We'll be back with more Real Estate Revolution Radio right after this.
Hey, if you're even thinking of selling your home, well, you need to know all of your options. That's why there is one source that I look to for the best advice on the local real estate market. I'm talking about Jason Baker of Rise Realty, Montana. What's the latest news in real estate?
Sean, the good news is, when you have great marketing, what's happening in the market doesn't matter that much. That said, we're seeing rising interest rates that has removed approximately 30% of the buyers from the market, and that's going to continue. And we can still help get you over asking price with our amazing marketing.
All right, as always, thanks for the insight. He knows how to cut through all of the talk and to give you accurate information. So call the agent I recommend. Call Jason at 552-4443. That's 552-4443. Online, jasonbakerteam.com. That's jasonbakerteam.com.
From listing your property to purchasing investments, Jason Baker has got you covered. Time for more of the Real Estate Revolution Show.
Welcome back to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. And Jason, we're talking about how to prepare for what we call the apocalypse.
The apocalypse. It's so smart. Like, as a business person, you should always prepare for the worst case scenario. Because otherwise, we're just kind of living in the ether. So my business partner, his name is Ben Kinney. He's like my brother. He's just the greatest dude. He's co-founder of Place Inc. and the Ben Kinney team. He's just big national name in real estate, and just a really good friend. Can't say enough good stuff. Most humble guy I've ever met. I spent 5 days with him, and he let me stay in his point house over in Bellingham. And I'm telling you what, after that, I want to be adopted.
Right.
So Ben, if you're hearing this, the paperwork's in the mail. I just FedExed over the adoption paperwork. It was beautiful. But anyways, but the fact of the matter is, it's like, how do we prepare for this kind of thing? Well, first of all, we've got to be realistic. Like, sellers got to realize that it's not going to get better insofar as much as the amount of showings and offers, because these days our markets are going to creep up. So take, you know, what an it's like a stop loss. It's like, realistically, like, should you take a little bit less than you want right now in order to not take a ton less later?
How long are you willing to sit?
Right. Because the longer you sit, there's nobody in the world that's like, oh my gosh, this thing's been on the market for a whole year.
Yeah.
Price has never been reduced. Let's make a full price offer. Said nobody ever.
Yeah.
Right. Like, the longer it sits there, it's like day old bread. You got to go and pay like over sticker price for that.
Old donuts.
Yeah. Old donuts. Man, I don't know. Those are still good. Just microwave them.
I'll eat a stale donut. I have no shame.
But if you microwave a maple bar, it's like, you know, it makes it new. You call it a honey bun.
Yeah, fresh.
You know, so it's crazy. But it's just prepare and just being realistic with yourself and just watching that spending. And then, you know, again, like that offer, you're like, no, there's no way I would have taken this 3 months ago, but it might be the very best offer that you get right now. So it might be good to do that. So you want to talk about taxes. So we were sitting at this thing, right?
Yeah.
And you know, he's talking about, we'll get into the buyer side of this thing too, but one of the things that they talked about was For investors, like the safest place to park your money right now, one of them, and I'm not an investment, you know, I'm not licensed in investments. This is just some stuff I heard.
Do you want me to do an official disclaimer?
Will you do a disclaimer? Yes, go ahead.
Jason Becker is not a licensed stock. Say it really, really fast.
That little creepy guy at the end of the commercial.
Call 1-800-244-4444.
Jason doesn't know what the heck he's talking about, but here we go.
Jason is not a paid spokesperson.
I love it. That's right. I'm definitely not paid. Yeah, so Sarah gets those paychecks before that. I never even see. I'm like, honey, will you take a photocopy of the check stub so I know why I go to work? No. But the fact is the safest place to park money or park assets is in real estate. And there's a couple reasons why. So we went over at this seminar, and it's kind of dry. It's not like, you know, you're like jumping up and down in your seat, listening to, you know, looking at spreadsheets, right? I know like my analytical friends love that. Like that excites them. Like I like to wake up on Saturday mornings and watch hunting shows, you know, and they're all coming on right now,
by the way,
new season, right?
Notice this.
Yes. And they get up and they want to look at like Excel spreadsheets and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, no, thank you. But what he said, one of the biggest things you need to look up if you're an investor, you're buying investment property, is cost segregation. So for instance, here's an update. We just bought a new office.
Oh,
it's at 1517 South Reserve.
Fish don't fry in the kitchen.
Yay. We don't have to pay anyone's rent anymore.
You know what, Moving on up.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm definitely not in the church choir. So, but the fact of the matter is, yeah, we bought this office. It was great. Myself, Ben, and my wife, Sarah, partnered on that. But one of the greatest things that we're going to be able to do on that, especially on a newer property, you know, when you buy a car, you buy anything else, you could do what they're doing in real estate is when they buy the investment is there. So let's say we had to put 20% down on this property, okay, which is what we did. And I think we paid around $650 for it, right? It's a 2,400, 2,350 square foot office at 1517 next to Valley Christian where my kids go.
Okay.
Right there. So they can just walk across from school and just, you know, mess up my office. Right. So it's really good. Right. So they're right.
Raid the vending machine.
Yeah, raid the vending machine. Oh, they'll probably just raid my fridge, you know. So I'm going to have some really cool snacks in there. But one of the coolest things in the world was this thing that they call cost segregation. So what we're able to do in the accountants at Place are doing for us is we can figure out what, you know, you can depreciate basically the 30% of the cost of the purchase or depreciate out on that somewhere around $195,000 off your, you know, your taxable income at the end of the year. It's called cost segregation. You're fully depreciating the cost of that whole entire building that you just did. So in other words, we're going to be able to basically recover in taxes that we don't have to pay at the end of the year because mm-hmm. that $200,000 coming off of our taxable income at the end of the year, I'm able to recover a lot of that. Now, I'm not going to get a check back from the IRS, of course, but I'm just not going to have to pay in.
Lower.
So it really helps there. And so what we're doing is we're figuring out now, our accountant is helping us figure out what are we estimated going to pay, you know, because we're halfway through the year, more than halfway through the year now. We're going to have a really good idea where we're going to have to pay. And so Sarah and I are going to go out and we're going to buy properties where we can do this cost segregation and basically not have any tax liability this year or very few.
Away.
Yeah, we're going to reverse engineer that, and we're starting to. That's part of the preparing for the apocalypse. Not only are we putting our money into real estate, you know, we mm-hmm. practice what we preach, mm-hmm. we're also not wanting to, at the end of the year, write a $100,000 check, you know, give it to the tax man.
Right.
You know, and it, because we've done that in the past and it stings. And so how we offset that is we have enough write-offs through cost segregation on properties that we buy where it just wipes it out. Now, do we have to take cash out of our pocket and use it as a down payment? Sure.
Yeah.
But would you rather put it as a down payment on a property or give it to Joe Biden?
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? Do you think that they would do
come
a good
on,
job?
Come on, man.
You think they do a good job spending that money,
come
do you?
On,
yeah,
man.
I know. Come on, man. Yeah, come on, man.
Come on, man.
Did you see how Warren fell off his bike like a couple weeks ago? I'm not laughing.
You're laughing on the inside.
I know, yeah.
Does that work for commercial property and residential?
Yeah, it can be residential. It can be. Okay. It can't be your primary residence. It's going to be where you don't live.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's got to
so
be
if you
like
are investing,
renting it out. Yeah, yep,
if you are
exactly.
investing in a rental property.
Yeah, and we have opportunities like that. If people want to hear about them, you know, let me know. We have some properties right now that are coming up that would work really well for that kind of thing, as well as, you know, we had Flipping Down South Boys on the show for 2 days, and there we're starting to look at some of their product down there in Birmingham, Alabama, in and around that area. Is Birmingham's in Alabama, right?
Yeah.
I think that's where they said they were.
Right.
But we're starting to look at houses down there because you can get a $100,000, $150,000 awesome house and a rental with 10%. cap rate on that. So we're really starting to look at that and diversify. So diversification is really good during apocalypse, and definitely looking at how to reduce your tax burden. And a lot of the, we're finding around here, a lot of the accountants don't even, we're like talking Greek to them. And I'm not a super pro at this, but at the, you know, I'm starting to learn about it because I got hit so hard this year on my taxes. I mean, I did a double take. I mean, I almost fainted.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? And not because I was overweight.
You know. Oh, the vapors. Yeah,
the vapors. Yeah.
The vapors.
So anyways, what I wanted to do now is I just want to talk about, like, there's so many people that are worried about whether or not they should buy right now. And I want to calm them down. I mean, there's no, like, they went from saying we're only supposed to have 2% appreciation per year up to 6 or 7 now. So it's estimated that house values will still slowly creep up. That's what they call a normal market, 2, 3, 4, 5%. Okay. We're back into a normal market. We're not going to have 30% appreciation. But I do not believe if someone, now a person who owns the house, that's not worth keeping the house for another year because you're going to pay your taxes and then your mortgage payments. Mm-hmm. So that's going to equal more than that.
Yeah.
So there's no reason if you have a house not to sell right now because it's going to go up 3 to 6%. Yeah. It's not worth it. So, but for a buyer, you're not going to lose anything. What you are going to do is you're going to get in now at a lower interest rate. So if we're right, your payment's not going to be $500 more. It's going to be $300 to $500 more, I believe, if you wait.
Yeah, it's going to go up
per month.
It is going to go.
It went up 1,000. Well, it might go up with 1,500.
Right.
So it's better to do that. Think about what that is. I mean, that's $6,000 a year. So you're getting your appreciation, and then you're also getting your payment savings, and then you're also getting your tax write-offs. I mean, right. That's what it's there for. You can see every single active house, what they're doing for. And if someone wants to get sold comps in their neighborhood, just call me and I'll set you up on a mark report. And every month, I take a couple hours a month and I go in there and I just send sold comps out to people that are interested right
just
in their neighborhood.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, why am I not going to do that?
Right.
So the one reason why we invest in real estate, and investing could, it could just, I don't mean buying a rental. I mean, when you buy a house, you're investing in it, hoping it goes up in value and stuff. But
isn't that, didn't they say that's the one, biggest investment that just about every American can achieve wealth with?
They absolutely can. Here's how we prove that. The average net worth of a renter is $5,000. The average net worth of a homeowner in the United States is $230,000.
That makes me feel fancier.
Is there anybody?
I'm going to go buy some crystal glassware.
I was wondering what you were just about to say right there.
<La-di-da>.
Oh, I'm putting it in my china. Yeah. You're going to do that little fancy clap with your two fingers there, yeah?
Golf clap.
Indeed.
So why is that? Well, they're making sound investments right now. They're getting the appreciation. They're getting the tax write-off. Less is being sent out. They're refunding. Are typically bigger at the end of the year, right? And again, but mainly it's that equity that they're doing. So they're gaining equity. They're paying their mortgage down as they go. When you're paying someone's rent, you're not paying anything down.
You're just throwing it into a hole.
The only thing you're doing is just reducing the amount in your checking account. It goes towards nothing.
I always felt terrible about one of my landlords when I was renting because I always knew that my check was going to her grandkids' trust fund.
Yeah.
And I seen her grandkids' pickup. I knew what kind of vehicle he drove. And I was
like, oh. That's
where my rent check went.
Dude, how come he didn't come by and write you a thank you card?
I know.
You know,
I'm helping him pay for that pickup.
They say, I know. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, the interest rates went up to 6%. And I'm like, yeah, but you're paying 100% interest rate on your rent payment.
That was one of the biggest driving forces for me to buy was after watching that kid drive around in the pickup that I'm paying for.
You're psychologically scarred enough to scrape up a down payment. There you go. Yeah. Perfect.
Exactly.
So the way we become wealthy through real estate is through appreciation, through paying down the principal, through the tax benefits, and then overall the savings.
Right.
You know, and it's really good. Also, what happens is we start to become, when you take a leap like that, something happens. Like mentally, like in the universe,
and all the stars and the moon, align.
Everything starts to align.
Yeah.
And it's the strangest thing. Like my wife and I were so scared to go buy that farm down in Florence because when we bought it, it was probably at the upper echelon, and we knew it was going to be, we didn't know how much.
It's going to be work.
It's going to be work. Yeah. It's still work. I have calluses now. Well, yeah, I mean, you can't see him on the radio, but I really do. You can confirm.
Oh, I'm almost a full-grown man.
I know. Gosh, it's unbelievable. But anyway, but it's definitely something that's so important. And when you start doing that and you have risk and you have faith in yourself that you can go do something like this, something just clicks. Yeah. And then, you know, and you start to, it's kind of like be, do, have, you know? Yeah.
I feel like you guys had the Green Acres song playing in your head when you guys bought that house.
You see how nice my hay is out there? Oh, by the way, I need someone to cut my hay. Because I have 20 acres of hay, but it's barley hay, oat hay. The agronomist told me to put in turnips and for the soil because it's a little rockety. Yeah, for nitrogen and also for just to make it like, you know, way more rich, you know, nutrient rich, you know, and radishes in there. Yeah. And then also some peas. And man, I haven't had to move my irrigation pipes. Mainly because there's so many mosquitoes that I can't. But I actually went out there. It's still sopping wet from that high water we had, you know, out there. So, man, I've got waist-high barley and oat hay. If anyone wants to come cut it, I'll give them half of it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Because my neighbor's baler went out. So my neighbor owns a farm there. He's got about 150 acres. Great guy. And, yeah, his baler went out in a swather. Either that or he's just telling me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's the neighborly thing to do. Just sorry, bro.
Oh, I'll do it.
Yeah. Sorry, bro.
So, basically, we're letting the cows out into that field to just eat. We're just going to let them free range.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. After I fix my fence. Yeah. So what questions do you have? I mean, are you hearing anything out there from people like grumbling and rumbling or what?
Well, it's the thought of, is it ever going to get to where we can pre-qualified again for a decent, because like we said, the house prices aren't going down very much.
Yeah, that's,
but that rate is going up, and so I just don't want to be stuck in my home. I'm still in my starter home, and I feel like I'm going to remain there until my kid graduates high school.
Yeah, like, you're going to be like the people in the 300 to 400 range, right? Those people are always they're going to be okay through this whole thing. It's just that's the stuff that if anything's going to go up more, it's that, because there's a little more room for that to move than stuff that's like $1 million, right?
Right.
So it's, because think about what the difference between, you know, a 5 or 6% interest rate and 3% on something that's 350 or 400, okay, or 4.25% is a far cry less monthly than something that's $1 million in the difference in rate there. You know, the payment's way more there. So, but you're going to be able to, and then, but also you're going to maybe sell for a little less than what you wanted, or maybe more than what you wanted, but you're going to be able to buy, especially if you're upsizing or going up in value, you're going to be able to buy something a little bit, you know, for probably a little bit less, because the stuff that's higher will come down faster or level faster.
So me making the step into an upgrade is going to be easier.
Yeah, it's going to be easier for you.
Oh, that's exactly what I needed to hear.
Yeah,
Jason.
One of the reasons why the days on market is going up is because the people are sitting there going, "Well, I'm going to get this is going to go down 50%. I'm just going to wait 6 months." No, it's not. Mm-hmm. It's not 2008 for the following reasons. We don't have liar loans out there. People aren't foreclosing right now.
Right.
Now, I do expect a rash of business losses. Now, we spent through that $7 trillion. The people that were living off of what they were living off of, it's done. You know, like all this stimulus money is spent. So that's through. So I really believe that we're going to see some more businesses going out that have been trying to hang on and everything else. And, you know, the great resignation where people aren't working. It's hard to be self-employed right now. There's no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. And I feel for them. But I think we're going to see some more business closures, which is bad. But I don't think I think we'll see maybe 2-3% more foreclosures. But we're not going to have 50% of the people foreclosing like before, whatever it was.
Yeah.
We're not going to have massive depreciation. We're just going to have a major slowdown, major increase in days on market. And the people who have to sell are going to take a little bit less for their home. And over time, it just doesn't go up at all annually. But right now, it's not happening. I mean, it's going to go up a little bit.
It's kind of a good thing and a bad thing
it's normalizing.
Things are leveling out.
We need it to.
Yeah.
Because, it's going to get to a point where the average person can't stay in Missoula.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it just got so stupid. There isn't a real estate agent who liked that, by the way. Everyone thought, on my Facebook post when I, you know, I'm advertising one of my clients' properties on there, you know, spending a bunch of money advertising it. You get this person that's never owned a home in their life come in there and just pees all over my Facebook. A little troll, that's what it is, and they're in there and they're like, "Oh my gosh, you realtors, like really, like I'm the one that, like, I'm that powerful,
I'm the bad guy,
I'm the bad guy," like so you walk into a listing appointment and you're looking at 3 sold comps, and let's say the comp $750,000, what am I going to do, tell my seller, "Oh, you should list at $550 because this person on Facebook is gonna yell at me"?
Exactly.
It doesn't make any sense.
Well, Jason, we ran out of time here today, but I do want you to reiterate where people can go if they want to see some of the properties that you have listed right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So just Google us, Jason Baker Team. My website is the same it's always been, jasonbakerteam.com. I love to talk to people, so you can call me 406-552-4443, or on the website or Google me. Just click one of those buttons. It'll come right to me.
Y'all do such a good job with the pictures. You don't even need to really do a showing.
Just go walk through the Matterport. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep, for sure. So, but we're just so grateful for everybody listening. If you need anything, please reach out.
And if you missed any of our previous episodes or any of this episode, you can log on to newstalkkgvo.com and listen to all Real Estate Revolution Radio on demand. Until next Sunday, thank you, Jason.
Yeah, buddy.